Well, it was a record-breaking win at the Australian PGA by Jed Morgan. 22 under par, winning by 11 shots. Quite an extraordinary effort, beating a talented field of Australian golfers. And at Avondale Golf Club, each and every year, they hold an amateur event, which incidentally, in 2020, was won by Nathan Barbieri, who was in the Australian PGA, and he finished in a tie for 31st at 2 under. So it certainly does unearth some terrific talent for the future. Last year's event, sadly, was cancelled due to COVID, but we're back in 2022. The Avondale Amateurs begin on Tuesday, which is tomorrow, and finishes on Friday this week. So looking forward to it. And to tell us a little bit more, we say good morning to Graham Houston, the president from Avondale Golf Club. Good morning, Graham.
Yeah, hi, guys. Great to talk to you.
Yeah, great to talk to you as well. The event's back after being missed by COVID, so I'm sure you're looking forward to it.
Yeah, very much so. It's these events are so important for the young amateur golfers in their careers, and it was devastating last year when we had to cancel, but yeah, this year it was like, even if we just get the tournament done, all of the things that go on around it, we can miss, but we have to get the tournament done, and we've got a great field. That was the key determinant. You know, would we get enough and a quality field? And this year's field, it's oversubscribed. Just to give you a sense of the depth of Australian golf this year, the men's cutoff was 0.6. So we've got 120 men's participants with a handicap of better than 0.6. There's 12 of them that are playing off plus four or better. And these guys are amateurs. It's like amazing. Mm. And the female field is just as strong. We've got 48 women, and they've got a handicap of, I think it's half of them are better than Sprout. It bodes well for Australian golf when you see that kind of quality in the amateur fields.
Well, Graham, out of those huge fields, who are some of the golfers that we should keep an eye on?
Well, you know, in the field this week, we've got Harrison Crowe and Janeth Wong. Both of them just won the Masters of the Amateur in Victoria last week. And we've got the runners up as well. So in the field, both of those guys are there. We've got 16 members from Avondale and club champion Chris Fang, who we've got as a hot favourite, Jai Pickin, back from the US, are a couple of our emotional favourites. Having 16 from the club that actually made the cutoff is also pretty exciting. I think having that depth of talent fighting it out, and particularly when you're an amateur, this is kind of these events are where you cut your teeth and you get a break. This is your opportunity.
Graham, we've seen former Prime Minister John Howard's been a regular guest at the tournament over the last few years and presenting the trophies to the winners. How has that association come about with him?
John's a member here, so John's a member of Avondale and a regular golfer, he really enjoys the golf. He comes out he won't profess to ever making the cut for an event like this, but he very much enjoys the getting out on the course and just being a golfer and not anything special, just one of the guys. And I think that's what he likes about Avondale. Mm. Avondale's got this tradition of roll-up start, so you can't book a tee time, outside of COVID times, but we don't book tee times. You just roll up and join the next group that's going out. So it's it very much levels everybody, and you get to play with whoever happens to be on the tee next, and it's a fantastic way to meet the membership, and I think John enjoys that part of the club.
As I mentioned, Graham, the event starts tomorrow and finishes on Friday. How can the public get involved and come along, obviously bearing in mind we are in COVID times?
Yeah, look, that's our only concern. The thing about the golf is incredibly safe. You're outdoors, and as long as you stay outdoors, you can follow the event. And teeing off. They're just warm up day to day, so they're teeing off now. For the first 2 days, they're teeing off at 6:45, and the second tee at 11 o'clock. And so they'll be playing solidly on Tuesday, Wednesday, through till about 5:30. And then on the final days, we should be finished. The tee rounds on Friday will be finishing around 4 o'clock on Friday. So more than welcome to come out and you know, follow some of the young talent from Australia.
The stars,
which is the lead.
Yeah, the stars of the future of golf in Australia will be on display. Thanks for your time this morning, Graham, and best of luck with the event returning this year. And appreciate your time this morning on the Big Sports Breakfast.
Excellent. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.